War has always affected the families of the men who fight them during the conflict and then during the transition home. In the 1940s, here's how that transition was represented in the classic movie, The Best Years of Our Lives.
You wrote me that when you got home, you and I were going to be married.
Yes, but things are different now.
Have you changed your mind?
Have I said anything about changing my mind?
No. That's just it. You haven't said anything about anything.
Great movie. The modern version of that story often has the roles flipped with a young woman coming home from war. Women now face the same problems as men: injury, post-traumatic stress, a tough time returning to civilian life.
And American society is adjusting to the idea of a wife or a mother coming home from battle. In the second part of our series about female combat veterans, NPR's Quill Lawrence visits a family where a husband is the one who stays home and a mother goes off to war.
A party at Jane Grimes' house outside Fort Worth means all the enchiladas you can eat, Coors Light, and real Texas hospitality.
Hi, come on in. This is my mom.
Hi.
My daughter, Liz. This is my husband.
My name is Dale Grimes. I'm the husband of Jane Grimes.
Jane dated Dale back in high school. Then they went their separate ways, each had families. A few years ago, they got back together. The pictures in their front hall show them now, but also 20 years ago. Jane had the same curls and dimples. Dale had a classic 1980s mullet.
She asked me to dance, and we dated a while, and then we just kind of went our own ways, and then come back into town, and I'm 48. 20 years later, here we are.
It's going great, he says, though there's the occasional role reversal. It can come up with something small, like when people see Jane's U.S. Army jacket and then thank Dale for his service.
I go, no, it's my wife. We've got that so much all the time. But I always tell them, she is, that's the one.
It's not acceptable for a woman to go. It's acceptable for men to go because they're men. My mom is not supposed to go do this stuff.
But Jane is doing it. She's been in the Army Reserves for years. She says Dale handles it pretty well, but he's not wild about being called an Army husband. And Jane knows he's not wild about her staff sergeant look, either.
I don't know why you have to look like a guy all the time. Well, that's because they make all our clothes to fit men. I can't help that. You know, I have to have my hair up. I can't wear jewelry.
Before she married Dale, she got called up in 2007 and deployed to Iraq. It wasn't a combat arms job, but the base she was assigned to got mortared a dozen times a day. And she saw up close the cost of combat.
I was embedded in an ER at a combat hospital, the 332 EMDG in Balad, Iraq.
Jane worked as a casualty liaison. She would follow the wounded from the moment they choppered into the hospital, taking careful notes.
You write all that down because the family member wants to know everything.
Jane would take the details, the wound, the diagnosis from the doctor, and pull it all together to be sent to the families back home, good news and bad.
I'm a mom. Those kids are my son's age, and if you have soldiers that aren't going to survive, we just try to sit with them, because if it was my husband or my daughter or my kids, I would want to know that somebody did that for them if I couldn't be there.
War took a toll on Jane, as she tended to so many wounded young soldiers. Meanwhile, she had a whole second front open up back home. Her sons, Tori and Michael, were 18 and 15. Michael was having trouble at school, and he blamed his mom.
I'm 5,000 miles away. I'm trying to stay alive. I'm trying to take care of these people. And then I have a son back home that is hating my guts because I left him. I mean, it just hurt me to the core. You have no idea. He just told me over and over again, I'm not going to forgive you for leaving me.
Jane Grimes was a single parent when she deployed back in 2007, just like tens of thousands of other single moms who've served in Iraq and Afghanistan. The Army requires a formal plan, a name of a legal guardian to care for your kids while you're gone. Jane's plan was for a family friend to move in with the boys. But Michael, the younger son, was too much to handle. Her sister took over until Jane came home.
There was the drugs and the alcohol, and when I came back, he was so mad for so long. He was just yelling all the time, and he was angry with me for like 2 years after I came back.
First, I was angry when she got back. A lot of yelling.
That's Michael. He's 21 now. He says he did feel betrayed, but now he's sorry for making his mom's deployment so hard.
Kind of just took the time. Just time, that's it. But now I'm more mature about it.
Life is back on track now. Jane is married, and both the boys get along with Dale. They've got jobs. Her older son, Tori, just had a baby daughter. Jane loves being a grandma.
You
want
to go get some drinks?
But here's the thing. Jane's unit got called up again. The party at their house, it was a going-away party the night before she left for Afghanistan. A family friend said grace.
We just want you to be there for her and her journey and bring her home safe to us.
She's doing a different job this deployment, a helicopter mail run, which will mean lots of time outside the base. Jane says her kids are behind her this time. Tori, her older son, admits this time he's worried.
Definitely a lot harder than the first time she left. We're really close now, too, since I have my daughter. I see my mom almost every day, so it's going to be a change. I don't know anybody else that's 5 foot tall that could do stuff that she could do.
What's her husband think about all this? Talk to Dale and Jane separately, and you get the sense these are totally uncharted waters.
I've been married for 2 years, so this is my husband's first deployment.
She's made it hard on me doing this, but that's okay.
He's dealing with it okay. He's a guy. He's not really going to say too much.
You see a guy over there and you think, okay, he's a good, tough guy. He can handle it. But you see a woman go over there, especially your wife, and you're going, man, I can't protect her if she's there.
He would never, ever admit that it's bothering him that I'm leaving and he's not leaving. This is what I chose.
It's hard, but she's tough. She's a tough woman.
I'm not in his shoes. I'm not the person being left behind. And it's always harder for the family than it is for the soldier. That's the hardest thing, is to have to wait.
Staff Sergeant Jane Grimes will spend most of this year based in Kandahar, Afghanistan.
She's a mom, a sister, a mother, a wife. I just want you to bless her, bless the food. Bring her home safe. In God's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Quill Lawrence, NPR News.
Next in our series, women who've served in the military face a much higher risk of rape or sexual assault than women in civilian life.
You don't have to worry about the enemy. You have to worry about your own soldiers.
And that's,
and that's the worst part about
right.
it.
That's not good.
That story tomorrow.